This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan has removed South Korea from a list of its preferred trading partners. It's a major escalation and a trade dispute rooted in historical tensions. The cabinet of Shinzo Abe, Japan's conservative prime minister, on Friday approved plans to remove South Korea from the list of so-called white countries with preferred trade status. Beginning August 28th, Japanese companies must now seek case-by-case approval from Japan's trade ministry before shipping certain products, which could be diverted for military use, to South Korea. South Korea expressed deep regret over the decision and promised a resolute response, according to the Kuomintang, a spokesperson for Seoul's presidential Blue House. The United States on Friday will pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty to develop its own new warheads after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles, and NATO says violate the pact. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact.
Russia would like to do something on a nuclear treaty, and that's okay with me. They'd like to do something, and so would I.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the expiration of the treaty will heighten the threat of ballistic missiles.
The world will lose an invaluable break on nuclear war, and this will likely heighten, not reduce, the threat posed by ballistic missiles.
U.S. officials for months have complained that Russia turned a deaf ear to pleas from officials here and in Europe to halt its violations of the treaty, especially development and fielding of the SSC-8 ground-launched cruise missiles. Russian officials claim they have strictly observed the treaty's provision and have not allowed violations.